Okay, welcome back this evening to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. Join us online at Twitter right now, at E Radio Sports, and our Major League Baseball team preview continues this weekend. And right now, we're going to focus our attention on the Philadelphia Phillies. And 2013, to be completely honest, it was one of the most disappointing seasons. I mean, my goodness, they finished below 500 for the first time since 2002. And as a result, the Phillies fired their longtime manager and was replaced by rookie skipper Ryan Sandberg. So we have invited back to our program author, sports writer, and baseball historian Fran Zimnick to give us the pulse on what are some of the issues that will need to be addressed in 2014. Good evening, Fran. It's wonderful to have you with us on a Friday night, date night with the Big E. How are you?
Big E, there's nowhere I would rather be on a Friday night than on a date with you.
Well, you sound kind of like Marv Levy. Where in the world would you rather be than with the Big E Sports Show, right?
There's no other place to be.
Very good. Well, listen, we are going to shine the spotlight on your Philadelphia Phillies and what are some of the biggest strengths and perhaps weaknesses this year. But before we do that, talk to us. What in the world is going on with the Philadelphia Eagles? I mean, you got the DeSean Jackson saga that's unfolding. Michael Vick is gone. He is now signed with the Jets. Why or why not DeSean Jackson? Why would he not be a part of it in 2014? I mean, his numbers say it all.
He had great numbers, but he also has a really big contract, which he renegotiated once already. And the team wasn't even off of the field in their playoff loss against New Orleans when he was asking to renegotiate it again. He's going to make $10 million next season. And I think that what's going on here is that he was drafted by Andy Reid and that group. And Chip Kelly came in, and he didn't draft him. He just saw a guy who was a little bit of a problem child in the clubhouse. Wasn't a real team guy, but you know, when you come on the field, he's a tremendous talent. But I just think there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, and from what I understand, last night they had a little talk with him, and they say he's coming back now. But I mean, if he starts up and acts out again, I have a feeling they might just release him.
Well, Fran, what about, we definitely want you to weigh in on as far as the quarterback shuffle. The Jets signed Michael Vick and release Mark Sanchez. A little bit of a flip-flop going on here. And now two USC players will be backing up what Nick Foles. I mean, what do you think about how that's playing out?
Well, I'll tell you what, they're probably going to have a lot of fun on Saturdays watching college football. But, you know, Mike Vick, I don't know. He really can get a lot of different people really upset or really very much in favor of him and whatnot. He, as you know, I love dogs more than I love most people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand what he did or why he did it or whatever. It was a cultural thing or whatever. But at the end of the day, he made some serious mistakes, but he owned up to them. He went to prison. He lost every cent that he had. And I don't know. I'm one of these people. I think if you really show remorse and you try to make up for it, you deserve a second chance. The court dictated to Vic when he got out of jail, he had to make X amount of appearances in schools and things like that. He did that tenfold. So I'm of the opinion that a lot of us just deserve a second chance in life, and he got a second chance and has made the most of it. Now, the reason that he's not back in Philadelphia isn't necessarily because the Eagles didn't want him. I think they would love to have him back here as a backup or insurance for Nick Foles. But he wants to be a starter, and he's getting to the point now, he's in his, I guess he's 33 or 34 now.
He is 33.
This is probably his last go-around as a starter, and he's going to really push Geno Smith in New York. In fact, unless he gets hurt, I predict right now that Vic would be the starting quarterback there.
Well, I'm so glad you're talking about Michael Vick because he really does. I listened to an interview earlier this week on ESPN, and he does seem like a changed man. He is 33 years of age. I think he's grown. He's matured. The humility. And I really love, as I was listening to him, just the posture of his heart. I mean, he truly seems like a changed man. And I love the fact he seemed like such a team guy. I mean, the dynamics between him and Nick Foles and how he really mentored him in many ways and helped him step up and elevate his game. I mean, you start looking at Nick Foles' numbers that he did. I mean, 27 touchdown passes and only two interceptions and 8-2 regular season record.
He played so well. It's incredible. And you're right, absolutely right about Michael Vick. He was a tremendous team guy, a great teammate. And it wasn't just Nick Foles. It was to everyone on the team. And he was always there. He was a mature voice. He was everything you want in the clubhouse as far as a team leader. And just the fact that he was able to give up the starting position to Foles and not be a distraction, not be a problem, I think shows a lot about him as well, the maturity level and how much he cared for the team. because he has just incredible respect and love for the Eagles organization, because basically when he got out of jail, they were the only team willing to give him a chance. And he has a lot of respect for Jeff Lurie and for the team, and I think that respect and that loyalty really showed through. So I have a lot of respect for the guy.
Were you surprised that Chick did not want to keep him?
I don't think that's the case. I think Chip Kelly would have loved to have had him back, but I think Vic really wants to be a starter, and he knew that wasn't going to happen in Philly. So I think the Eagles would have brought him back in a second as a backup.
Fran Zimnick is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's an award-winning sports journalist, and so let's move ahead here. Let's talk about the Philadelphia Phillies, and how would you summarize how last season played out? Because they only won, 73 games, a major drop-off, and a downward trend. They really struggled offensively. Why were they so unproductive, Fran?
I think a lot of it was injury. It was an ugly season. And you know what? I grew up with Phillies teams that really stunk. And then all of a sudden you get 6 or 7 great seasons in a row and you get very spoiled. But it was just brutal. As the Phillies offense goes, I think Ryan Howard and Jimmy Rollins go. And Rollins doesn't seem like he's all that motivated a lot of the time. I don't know. He's been a great team leader earlier on when he was trying to get the team to the point where they could get into the playoffs and do something. He was wonderful, but he's a little bit of a malcontent from time to time, and he doesn't hustle all the time. He's still, though, one of the best shortstops in the game. Ryan Howard has, for the most part, missed the most part of the last 2 seasons. I just watched a game earlier today. He looks thinner. He looks healthy. And if Ryan Howard can hit 32 home runs, and if Cole Hamels isn't hurt and he's had a little shoulder issue in spring training, I think the Phillies team could at least compete for a playoff spot.
Well, what? They only scored 610 runs last season, and we were talking about just how unproductive they were. But obviously the biggest strength for the Phillies this year, it was what pitching at the top of the rotation with Cliff Lee and with Cole Hamels.
Well, Lee looks incredible. He pitched a game, I guess it was the earlier part of the week, where he went into the 4th inning without throwing a pitch out of the strike zone. And that just is incredible. Hamels is a fantastic pitcher. He's had a little bit of a problem with his shoulder. They don't think it's real serious, and hopefully it's not, because Lee and Hamels at the top of the rotation are pretty impressive. And they also brought in A.J. Burnett, who has looked real good in spring training. So there's some good starters there, along with Kyle Kendrick, who's a holdover, and they brought in Roberto Hernandez, and they have a young kid named Jonathan Pettibone, who looked really good last year. So there is some hope there. It's just that you need this team to stay healthy. That we have not, when the Phillies won the World Series, there was literally hardly any injury problem at all that season, and then it sort of catches up to you. But if this team can stay healthy, and someone like Ryan Howard can produce the way that I think he can, it's going to be a fun summer.
Fran Zimnick, an award-winning sports journalist, columnist, and author who has written for various newspapers and magazines for over 25 years, always producing great books. And my final question for you, we've got 30 seconds. How much of a concern is it that the Phillies really are an aging ball club? I mean, many of their best players, they're in their 30s.
Well, that's a huge concern, because this is this kind of situation now where you need everyone to stay healthy. If everyone on this team stays healthy, they're going to compete. But what are the chances of people in their early to mid-30s all staying healthy? It could happen, but it's a little bit of a long shot.
Much more straight ahead at YSR, the Quicken Loans Studios, right here at the Big E Sports Show.